George of the Jungle, friend to you and me. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that George of the Jungle, friend to you and me. Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today, it's fantasy football playoff time. The good news is we're in, but after a brief break for Thanksgiving, it's time now for an update about our experiences this season participating in the world of Yahoo Fantasy Football. During this fall football season, I've shared many of the decisions which have been required to A, draft our fantasy football team, B, make the weekly personnel moves due to injuries and poor performance of certain players during the season, and C, make the week-to-week decisions as to which players to start, which ones to keep on the bench, based on expected performances, weather conditions at the various stadiums, and other factors. This week, I am proud to announce that our fantasy football team called Swamp Gas has finished the regular season with a winning record of 7-6, and we've found our way into the first round of the league's playoffs beginning this weekend. Yes, we'll take a bow. Over the Thanksgiving break, our team has finally, I mean finally, broken out of its recent offensive slump and has scored a whopping 128 points and 108 points in each of the past 2 weeks. Woo! Though Swamp Gas went 1-1 over this same stretch of the holidays, many of our players seem to be hitting their offensive stride once again, and just in time. But that's the good news. Now the bad news. Our team features three New Orleans Saints players, quarterback Drew Brees, tight end Jared Cook, and kicker Will Lutz. Now, the same Saints will be playing on Sunday against the NFL's top defense in the San Francisco 49ers. Now, this could make for some difficult decisions this week, as this game is not expected to be a very high-scoring affair. And in fantasy football, we need the points. So let's dive in right now and do our best to put the best team on the field for this first week of fantasy football playoffs. Let's talk to our general manager first. Now remember, our GM is charged with stocking this fantasy football team with enough players who are healthy and performing at a high level to give the coach enough options to be competitive for which players to put on the field week to week. Now during this past 2 week stretch, it has been gratifying to see that recently acquired players such as Deebo Samuel, a wide receiver for San Francisco, and Darius Geis from LSU, who's now a running back at the Washington Redskins, are both playing very well and scoring significant points. On the flip side, our backup tight end TJ Hockenson of the Detroit Lions appears to have suffered a potential season-ending injury over last weekend. We may opt to find a highly productive offensive player, whoever that might be, a quarterback, wide receiver, for example, and hope that starter Jared Cook of the Saints can keep performing as our tight end at a high level. We can always find a backup tight end in the free agent pool if needed. So, Coach, you take it away. You've got the hard job this weekend. And yes, we do. As the playoffs are here, sadly, it looks like several of our star players are in very difficult defensive matchups for this weekend. As we said earlier, our Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees of the Saints is facing a 49ers top-ranked defense this weekend on Sunday in the Superdome. Now, Yahoo Sports believes that Brees will struggle to reach the 20-point mark, and we must consider the alternatives. Unfortunately, our backup quarterback Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills, he's on the road at the AFC leader Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. Ouch and double ouch. Now, possibly if our GM locates a productive quarterback in a weaker matchup this weekend, such as Kirk Cousins, for example, of the Minnesota Vikings against the struggling Detroit Lions, we may consider making a difficult choice in playing the third-string quarterback. But we'll have to wait and see. On the other hand, you know, it's going to be very hard to go against our hero Drew Brees at home in the Superdome against any opponent. Having 73,000 wild and crazy Houdat fans is bound to produce some positive energy and positive plays for the hometown Saints, right? Now, the early projections, sadly, show us as a 14-point underdog this weekend in the first round of the fantasy football playoffs. So we're going to need a great game from our starting group and hope that our opponent doesn't meet his weekly projected point total. That said, it's time to meet the starting lineup for the first week of playoffs for Swamp Gas and our fantasy football team. Starting at quarterback, from the New Orleans Saints, Hall of Famer Drew Brees. And now, wide receivers for Swamp Gas. Having a great stretch run from the Cleveland Browns and LSU, Jarvis Landry. Also at wide receiver, and also from LSU, from the Jacksonville Jaguars, it's DJ Shark. Our final wide receiver, who's back on the field and playing well, for the Green Bay Packers, it's Davante Adams. Now our running backs. At running back from the New York Jets, Le'Veon Bell. Also starting this week at running back from the Los Angeles Chargers, it's Austin Eckler. At tight end, from the New Orleans Saints, it's Jared Cook. At our flex position, which is the extra wide receiver, running back, or tight end, we are going with Deebo Samuel of the San Francisco 49ers. At kicker, it's Will Lutz of the New Orleans Saints. And our defense, as always, who's played terrific of late, let's go with the Buffalo Bills. Let's go, Swamp Gas. Win one for the coach. See you next week.